This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Even allowing for the sometimes scattershot way the Trump administration makes economic policy, the twists and turns in the trade relationship with Beijing recently have been head-snapping. First, there were the president's steel and aluminum tariffs, you might remember, then other U.S. tariffs on Chinese imports in response to intellectual property theft and forced technology transfer. Then the Chinese listed their own tariffs. Then the president said he wanted to save jobs at the Chinese electronics firm ZTE. And then Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin said the trade war was on hold. And now it's apparently back on again. The White House said in a statement this morning that it's going to limit some Chinese investments in American technology companies. It's going to file complaints against China at the World Trade Organization. And those intellectual property theft tariffs are back on, which gets to the crux of the U.S.-China relationship in the long term, innovation, ideas, and who's going to play fair in the global economy. From Washington, Marketplace's Scott Tong has that one.
There's a mean, snarky joke in China that R&D does not stand for research and development, but receive and duplicate. But the headache for foreign companies is not just knockoffs. In China, you can lose your ideas and your legal protections to them, says attorney Claire Reed, a former U.S. trade negotiator.
Chinese firms steal a brand's designs and logos and then go and actually get trademark protection in China against the real company. This happened with Jordan sneakers.
And to do business in China in certain sectors, you must surrender your secrets in return. Jennifer Hillman, former judge at the World Trade Organization, says that is how the China rules work.
By forcing the United States and other foreign investors to transfer over their higher-end technology in everything from semiconductors to developing a 5G network or certain biotech items.
This is about ideas, innovation, and the industries of tomorrow. And the Trump administration has at times pledged to punish Beijing. But here's how China justifies its actions, says Eurasia Group analyst Paul Triolo.
The Chinese view on this is that China has the right to improve its industrial base. And this is something that they're not going to easily give up on.
Which, he says, makes intellectual property one of the most intractable and critical issues between the world's two largest economies. One question is whether this administration puts it on the table and keeps it there. In Washington, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.